Our scripture today comes out of Malachi chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. 1 Peter chapter 1, 7 through 9. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through a refined fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And then even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. When I was looking at, and when Lee asked me to do this, while he was gone, it's pretty humbling to think you're going to have an opportunity to speak for God. When I was reading Malachi chapter 3, verse 3, what kind of stuck out for me was that he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. That's what I want to focus on. Well, first thing I wanted to try to decide, what is a refiner? And what do they do? What's the process for purifying silver that would make it be put in the book of Malachi with such an emphasis? And how, through these words, did it relate to the character and nature of God? Well, first, to truly understand what Malachi was trying to say, we need to do a little background on what a refiner was, what he would do. And imagine, if you will, you're back in biblical times. And we know that there were many craftsmen, and they had special skills. But due to the nature of what this meant, as being a refiner, this was not something that was portable. And not every town had a refiner. So it required the people, if they were to come upon silver or gold in its roughest state, they had to take it to this refiner so that he could remove these impurities to get to the precious metal, the important thing that these people needed, what they wanted, so that they could shape it and form it into various uses of the time. So this refiner had to be in a permanent structure, if you will. And he had to have this pit, and he had to be able to build a fire, be able to control this fire. And he had these ovens so that he could expose the silver to extremely high temperatures. Because without that, without those high temperatures, how could he remove those impurities? But the special gift that he had is he had to know when to remove that silver from the oven. When was it right? So we think about this silver, okay, and it's taking place in this oven. And my picture of this is kind of like what you've seen in pictures of a blacksmith. Okay, and you can't just build a fire without some kind of oxygen getting into it and continuing to fuel it. Because I don't know about you, but whenever I've built a fire, I spend a lot of times either fanning it or blowing on it to try to make sure it burns. And so I picture this rough-looking man, face kind of darkened from being exposed to this fire and this heat, and kind of a tool, just kind of continuously pumping air into this fire. so that it would get hotter and hotter and hotter. Okay? Now, to put it in context, God doesn't necessarily, in the same way, put us over the fire. Okay? But He exposes us to these hot spots or these difficult times. They can be relationship problems, and they could be with your spouse, with your kids. It can be with one another. It could be with difficult situations at work. It could be financial accountability. But we're all being exposed to it, okay, in God's way. I mean, this can go on and on and on. Now think about it again. Think again. He sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. The refiner had to sit there the whole time. When he took in this rough piece of silver and or gold, okay, these precious metals, he would sit there the whole time just watching it. Watching it. Can you imagine the heat coming off of that? Can you imagine just trying to say, I'm going to sit here for a long amount of time? Because with each piece of silver, it was different. So it wasn't like he could look at a watch. So he's sitting there watching this, and he's exposed to this heat for this whole time, not really sure when it's going to be ready. Can you imagine the patience this required to be able to just sit there and watch this silver and know at the right time when it was ready? God is the same way. God is very patient in dealing with our imperfections. He really is. To think of things we do, but he's patient. Okay? So, if you're thinking back again about this process, and one of the things you know in reading about this, you say, you know, if you take this silver, and if you leave it in this oven too long, you ruin the silver. Well, how long is too long? Okay? But as the refiner's looking at this process, and he's seeing those impurities to kind of soften up, he would pull that back out of the oven, scraping away the impurities through this whole process, scraping them away to where more and more of the silver is being exposed. Okay? Think about our lives and how it relates in this process. God's like that refiner. He's trying to shape us, and He's trying to mold us as He would have us to be. When we're born in the purest of state. We have no baggage. We have no sins. As we live our lives, we're exposed to the worldly things. And sometimes those sins and impurities start building upon us. That layer after layer of the sin and imperfections, they kind of collect on us, just like the layers of impurities on silver. Life is not always simple. And we know that God allows us to experience difficult times, to mold our character, to make us more like Christ. But the great thing about it, God allows us to make choices. Just like that silver, when we make the right choice, and that process like the refiner, God kind of goes, okay, you're doing better. Let me wipe away some of those sins, some of those impurities. But when we don't, those layers of impurities continue to stay there, and more kind of add on to it. And God kind of says, you know what? I'm going to hold you in this fire just a little bit longer because you're not ready yet. You're not walking like I would have you to walk. We go back and we ask the question, how long is long enough in this process. Like I said earlier, each piece of silver is different, just like every one of us is different, and God created us that way for a reason. These refiners didn't have the gauges and the timers and say, okay, when I push this button an hour from now, I'm going to remove it. So the question to be asked, how did he know? How did that refiner know the silver was ready? The answer was, when the refiner saw his image of silver. Our challenge is to more consistently choose the path that reveals God's image. Wallowing in sin and negative attitudes, I think you will agree, will lead us to darkness and further away from God. To the point that we feel like we're all alone. But you know what the great thing about it? The good news is, God is right there with us, watching over us, and waiting for just the right moment to take us out of the fire. All God wants to see in us is His image. Regardless of what hardships or difficult times you may be dealing with today, I hope that you can take from this message that God loves you and God is watching over you. And like the refiner, He is waiting for just the right moment to take us out of the fire. Reading again from 1 Peter, I'd like to reemphasize again. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith and the salvation of your souls. If today you are feeling the heat of the fire, remember that God, the refiner, has His eyes on each and every one of us and will keep watching us until He sees His image in us. The first step in this process is obedience. When you look in the mirror, we see the same old reflection. But at some point in your life, you're like that silver. When you look at your life, you know you've taken the right step when you see God's image.